Our study today comes from Galatians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. Paul, of course, is writing to the Galatian church, and he says, "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through His grace to reveal His Son in me, that I might preach Him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood." You know, as a minister, there are some questions I get asked a lot more than others. And one of the most frequently asked questions has to do with how a person can know whether or not God is asking them to do something. How do you know if God is leading you in a matter, or if it's just your own instinct that you're listening to? It's not an easy question to answer, because God is not like a government department that follows a policy book to the letter and uses form letters to communicate with people. God's a real individual who handles every person differently. And so when it comes to how God calls us, there's always a little variation in the method. But there are some things we know for sure. First of all, God will not call you to do something that runs contrary to the counsel found in the Bible. For example, sometimes people tell me that God is leading them to break one of His Ten Commandments for a supposedly higher purpose. And I know from reading the Bible, that's absolutely never going to be true. Other times, people will tell me that God is leading them to marry a non-believer, when the Bible tells us very plainly that's not what God wants. God is not going to call you into something that runs against His will. Now, secondly, and this is important, God expects us to confer with Him on the issue. If God is calling you into something, He's going to make it clear. I can't tell you how many times I've faced a difficult choice and had trouble knowing which decision God wanted me to make. I've always been good at coming up with both sides of the argument and talking myself into things and out of things on the very same day. So the only solution is to confer with God, because He always knows the appropriate course of action. You'll notice that Paul didn't confer with flesh and blood when it came to his decision to become an apostle. He went to the one who called him. But then I want you to notice a third important component in the decision process. It says he did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, and that suggests that at some point he did. Even though Paul was a remarkably independent individual who took his instructions from God Himself, he still didn't operate in utter isolation from the other believers in the church. As we exercise our gifts from God, it's important that we know we are contributing to the church, not taking away from it. You'll notice that's the course that Paul ultimately followed, and that's because it's just the better way to live.